Good morning. Recommended routine adolescent vaccines include Tdap, meningococcal conjugate, human papillomavirus, and influenza vaccines. National vaccination coverage for these vaccines is below 45%. As a result, a better understanding of parent reasons for not vaccinating adolescents with these vaccines could inform interventions that target vaccine uptake in this group. Some factors that have been associated with the uptake of childhood and adolescent vaccines in prior studies include healthcare access, cost, physician recommendation, parent attitudes toward vaccination, and perceived barriers to getting vaccinated. The objectives of this study are to better understand parent reasons for not vaccinating adolescents. We first identified and compared parent-reported reasons for non-receipt of Tdap, meningococcal, and HPV vaccines. We second assessed associations between these reasons and sociodemographic characteristics. We used data from the 2008 NIS Teen, which is composed of two phases, a random digi-dialed household survey of parents of adolescents aged 13 to 17 years, and a provider record check, which obtains provider-reported vaccination histories of the adolescents. Our analysis focuses on the following questions. Parents who reported that their adolescent did not receive either TD or Tdap were asked, what is the main reason your teen did not receive tetanus booster shots? Parents who reported that their adolescent did not receive the meningococcal vaccine were asked, what is the main reason your teen did not receive meningitis shots? Parents who responded that they were not likely or were unsure about vaccinating their daughters against HPV during the next 12 months were asked, what is the main reason your teen will not receive HPV shots in the next 12 months? These questions were open-ended and the responses were coded into categories, so multiple responses were allowed. We performed univariate analyses to assess the parent-reported reasons for non-receipt of the vaccines. We used chi-square to test for associations between adolescent and parental characteristics and the top parent-reported reasons for not receiving those vaccines. We also performed logistic regression to identify independent predictors of the top reported reasons. The household survey response rate was 58.7%. About 58% of the teens with completed surveys had adequate provider data. Data from their providers were returned. And this included about 17,835 adolescents. About 26% did not receive a tetanus booster. Just over 59% did not receive Tdap exclusively. Nearly 58% did not receive the meningococcal vaccine, and about 63% of girls did not receive the HPV vaccine. Adolescents whose parents and healthcare providers reported that they did not receive one or more doses of TD-Tdap and the meningococcal vaccines were included in our analysis. And unvaccinated adolescent females whose parents responded that they were unlikely or unsure about vaccinating their daughters against HPV were also included in this analysis. This bar graph of some of the main parent-reported reasons has a horizontal axis that goes up to 50%. The gray bars represent the HPV vaccine, the green bars meningococcal vaccine, and the blue bars represent TD or Tdap. The most frequently reported reason for not receiving TD or Tdap and the meningococcal vaccines was that the vaccine was not recommended by a healthcare provider, at 34 and 48% respectively. While the most frequent reason for not receiving the HPV vaccine was my daughter is not sexually active, and that was about 21% of parents. Parental lack of knowledge about the vaccine was the second most frequent reported reason for not receiving all three of the vaccines, at 21% for TD-Tdap, 19% for the meningococcal, and 20% for the HPV vaccines. And the third most frequent reason for all three vaccines was that the parents believed that the vaccine was not needed, about 21% for TD-Tdap, 16% for meningococcal, and about 19% for HPV. Some of the less frequently reported parent reasons for not receiving the vaccines were that the adolescent was not the appropriate age. It was not a school requirement. The adolescent did not have a doctor or a visit scheduled, and other reasons. Some parent reasons were reported more frequently for the HPV vaccine compared to TD, Tdap, and the meningococcal vaccines. Cost, safety concerns, and side effect concerns, more information needed, and quote, it was a family or a parent decision, were additional reasons reported for not receiving the HPV vaccine. In our bivariate analysis, we looked for associations between sociodemographic characteristics listed above and the top parent-reported reasons for not receiving the vaccines. We also performed a multivariate analysis including all sociodemographic variables and parent-reported reasons that had any significant associations by bivariate analysis. For the sake of time, I will discuss the results from the multivariate analysis. There were no significant differences between sociodemographic characteristics and parent reasons for TD or Tdap by bivariate analysis, so we did not do a multivariate analysis for that. For the meningococcal vaccine, compared to parents who lived in urban areas, parents who lived in rural areas were more likely to report lack of knowledge as a reason for not receiving the vaccine. Compared to college graduates, mothers with high school completion or less were more likely to report lack of knowledge, and mothers with less than a high school completion were less likely to report not sexually active for not wanting to receive the HPV vaccine. Compared to parents of daughters aged 13, parents of daughters aged 16 were more likely to say not needed as a reason for not receiving the vaccine. This analysis has a few limitations. NIS Teen is a random digital survey and is limited to landline households, so it may not be representative of non-landline and wireless-only households. Although parents were asked for the main reason why their adolescents did not receive or would not receive the certain vaccines, multiple responses were allowed, so this may impact the interpretation of our findings. Also, parent-reported reasons were subject to recall bias in this survey. Similar to other studies, our analysis shows that there is some variation in the parental reasons for why adolescents did not get specific vaccines, and some reasons differed by certain sociodemographic characteristics. However, excluding the top reason for not receiving the HPV vaccine, which was daughters not sexually active, the most common reasons for not receiving the three vaccines were the same. The good news is that since the start of the NIS Teen in 2006, vaccination coverage among adolescents has been increasing. However, coverage estimates are still below 45%, and there are some areas that can be improved. We know that a healthcare provider's recommendation is associated with increased vaccination rates. However, lacking provider recommendations still represent missed opportunities in our study. Other studies have shown barriers to provider recommendations include provider concern about vaccine safety and effectiveness, reimbursement and insurance coverage issues, the lack of adolescent and preventive health visits, provider lack of knowledge about the disease, as well as provider attitudes about the vaccine. For instance, some providers prefer to vaccinate older female adolescents with the HPV vaccine because of their perception that younger female adolescents may not be sexually active. The parental response, lack of knowledge, has been identified as a main barrier of parental acceptance of vaccination in several other studies. These studies have found that parents prefer information that is less biased toward vaccination, that is credible and also non-judgmental if the parents have concerns about vaccines. These studies have also found that parents also value talking to friends, family, and colleagues and finding their own information before making health decisions. They also like a sense of control in their decision-making process. As a result, many researchers have recommended presenting comprehensive and unbiased information to parents through multiple sources. And finally, parents who believe that the likelihood of contracting a vaccine-preventable disease is currently low may prefer to delay vaccination until they perceive a higher risk of infection for their child, This perception may have led to some of the responses, such as not needed for the three vaccines or daughter is not sexually active for the HPV vaccine. For example, some parents, again, prefer to vaccinate older rather than younger adolescent females with the HPV vaccine. However, parents have been shown to be poor predictors of disease risk, especially when it comes to sexually transmitted infections. They may often be unaware of when their children become sexually active. As a result, educational campaigns should address parental unfamiliarity with their child's susceptibility to a disease, the severity of the disease, and the need to vaccinate prior to exposure. Previous research has shown associations between parent attitudes about vaccines and certain sociodemographic characteristics that have been varied between studies. After our multivariate analysis, we found only a few sociodemographic characteristics that were associated with these commonly reported reasons for not receiving the vaccine. For instance, we found a couple of associations with maternal education level. Mothers with less education were more likely to report lack of knowledge about not receiving the HPV vaccine, but they were less likely to report daughter not sexually active. These differences call for targeted educational campaigns for certain subgroups, such as educating parents with less education about HPV vaccine, or educating parents with more education about sexual behavior among adolescents and the goal for vaccinating prior to sexual activity. So improving the uptake of an expanding adolescent vaccination schedule will require targeted strategies to adolescents, parents, and their providers, such as promoting the 11 to 12 year preventive health check, during which vaccination status can be evaluated and vaccines administered, addressing provider barriers to recommending and administering these vaccines, including costs, insurance reimbursement, and lack of knowledge about the vaccine. Also, the need to develop tailored immunization materials for parents and adolescents that provide disease and vaccine information, and evaluating the effectiveness of presenting immunization materials from multiple sources on vaccine uptake. Thank you for your attention. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors in this presentation. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dr. Durrell, and to all three of you for great presentations. And I'd like to open it up now to questions. If you could just step up to the microphone and state your name and affiliation, that would be great.
Hi, my name is Amanda Dempsey. I'm from University of Michigan, and my question is for Dr. Taylor. I was wondering what you made of the difference in your study's results about the lack of race and poverty-based disparities in vaccination compared to the different findings that were presented for NIST. Why do you think your results are showing a lack of association, whereas NIST showed associations on those variables?
Okay, I wanted to make sure I'm understanding your question because I was writing your question. Basically, you're asking us why we did not find an association between certain demographic variables that NIST found. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what you have to also remember is that NIST and NHANES are both nationally representative surveys, but they usually look at separate populations. So what you may have is that with our survey, it may have not, it was very soon after the vaccine was actually introduced. So we actually believe that many of the people have actually been targeted, the right population was targeted, and that they were receiving the vaccine. Additionally, since it's not provider verified, we may not have picked up some of the same things that NIST picks up with the provider verification. So we can't say that there are truly no associations between the 11 and 18 year olds, but we did not find anything that would actually call, I guess you'd say, be able to compare there between NIST.
Hello, I'm Stan Schaefer from the University of Rochester. I have a question for Dr. Durrell. I've done some very similar research, national survey done with a national polling company about adolescent immunization and reasons why parents may hesitate to immunize, have their kids immunized. And got very similar results to yours, but we also asked them what they perceived as the main, their main concern or main reason for not immunizing. And what clearly came out there was concern about vaccine safety. And I was wondering if you found something similar.
Thank you for your question. You can hear me, right? Okay. For our survey, one of the limitations that I mentioned was that we got multiple reasons instead of a main reason, so it's kind of a misnomer. We did have some findings in regards to safety concerns and side effect concerns, mainly for HPV in comparison to Tdap and meningococcal, but they were below 10%. The majority, I think probably maybe 6% at the most for HPV vaccine. The majority had concerns about, well, really didn't mention concerns, but just the fact that it wasn't recommended or they were unaware about the vaccine.
Okay, thank you.
This is a question for Dr. Taylor. Excuse me, I'm Robin Curtis from CDC. So while it's definitely true, as Dr. Durrell mentioned, that coverage could be improved across the board for all vaccines that are routinely recommended for adolescents at this time, and it does seem that providers are not recommending HPV vaccination for 11 to 12, or to the parents of 11 to 12-year-olds, perhaps as strongly as they are other vaccines that are routinely recommended, both for teens and for other younger age groups, I think it's important to consider some methodological issues. And so one of the things that I'm wondering is, with the NHANES data, your cut points were 11 to 13 years, and then 14 to 18. And so the 11 to 13 bracket then sort of mixes to some extent.